Welcome, everybody. Share number 984. We're learning today Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafur Shalema Reb Chaim Ben Rus. Shtakav Rafur Shalema Psoich Shacholi Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Mavir. Okay, last year we started talking about the usage of intercoms, recorders, microphones, and the like. So now the question comes up that in reference to a baby monitor, for example, somebody needs a baby monitor. Many people have baby monitors, of course, to, you know, watch the baby in case there's any dangerous noises or something like that, or in the breathing and so on. So the question is, could one use a baby monitor on Shabbos? So we've spoken about, when we spoke about last year in reference to the intercoms, recorders, microphones, that all that we were talking about, that is not allowed to be done. But that we were talking about when one specifically talks into the intercom, right? Besides pressing the button itself, but now one is talking into it. One bedavka talks into the recorder, one bedavka talks into the microphone, and that's their intention, that's what they're doing. Now, we could understand one thing to start off when it comes to baby monitors. In general, the adult will not be talking into the baby monitor. That's not what it's there for. It's there for the baby. Now, as far as the baby making sounds or whatever, that's not an issue at all because Lamaisa, it's a baby. That's number one. Baby, it's a baby. And number one. Number two, Lamaisa, we said, in general, when we talk about Hilchas Refuah, we'll try and get a little bit into it, not right now, but in general, we say babies or very, very small, extremely small children and so on would have a fall under the category of Chayla She'ein Bo Sakana, whereby certain things could be done in certain ways at certain times, of course. So that's not an issue at all as far as the baby. What would be the issue possibly is where the adult walks into the room, let's say, right? And now the baby monitor is on, so possibly the adult would start talking or say words or something along those lines, whereby that would be picked up by the intercom, by the baby monitor or whatever the case is. So that is the question. Like we said, as far as the baby goes, that's not the question at all. It's a question of the adult who walks into the room. So we have to understand one thing. In general, just the baby monitor itself, the talking into the, let's say on these type of things in general, intercom or some, the actual talking in general, it's electricity. And quite a number of paiskim that we spoke about would say that it is a question of a derabbanan, not so much a deraisa over here. Okay, so the Sefer, is actually a new Sefer, Sefer Chaya Olam, the halachas of Shabbos and so on. He actually brings down from Avadi Yosef, Zech Tzadik Levracha, that Avadi Yosef says that one would be allowed to put a baby monitor in the room of a child on Erev Shabbos. In other words, you set it up, of course, on Erev Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, in order that's going to remain on throughout Shabbos. And so Lemaisa, he brings, again, from the Sefer Halichas Olam, the bottom line is that there's a few different reasons. Like we said, number one, the whole thing is the Rabbanan to begin with. Just to read what he brings down, some of the reasons are as follows. The fact that the baby's voice activates the monitor, like we said, that the monitor system is of no concern because a baby, an infant, obviously, even a little bit the larger baby, but obviously does not intend to activate anything. So that's not a problem. As for the speaker, as for the fact that the speaker loudly sounds the baby's voice in the house, okay, so that's not a major issue. He brings on some various different inyanim with that, but I don't want to get into that right now. But the fact, what about the fact that when the adults, also the fact that the baby, the voice that's activated is usually not too loud. That's number one. But what about the fact that the, when the adults are in the room, like we said, that could be a problem. But Lamaisa brings down, even though the parents might talk, let's say the parents are in the room, right? So even though the parents might talk, let's say they'll even talk to the baby or even to each other, in the baby's room. The bottom line is, and they might even activate the monitor, but what's going on over here is what we call, it might be a psikresha to lenichale. In other words, the parents really couldn't care less if their voice is activated on the monitor. That's not, the monitor's there for the baby. The monitor's there to pick up the sounds of the baby. It's nothing to do, they're not interested at all in having their voice on the monitor at all. So if one adult would talk to another, let's say two parents or whatever the case is, or they would talk to outside, and by some chance, or even automatically, the baby monitor picks up the voice. In this case, and we spoke about also the fact that the baby, like we said, is in general has a din of a infant for sure, a din of a chole she'ein bo sakana. But so that's the bottom line. Although the parent's speech would inevitably increase the flow, he says, of electricity in the monitor, this is neither their intention nor their desire. And therefore, since the prohibition at stake is only, like we said, also medrabanan, so psikreshet le'nichale on a medrabanan in case of a chole she'ein bo sakana. However, it is preferable. So the bottom line is, if somebody is in the room and they did talk, like we said, it would be, when the dust settles, it's fine. But if possible, it is what should be done. If an adult is in the room, they should try not to talk. Or, however, it is possible, it is preferable. He brings out that when an adult is in the room, they should either cover the monitor, again, assuming that by covering the monitor, there won't be any change and there won't be any lights going on and off or something like that. But let's say just covering the monitor, there's nothing happening. So if somebody covers the monitor when they're in the room so that they could speak, and it's when it'll go without the voice being detected on the monitor, that would be better. So he brings down, that would be better. But in case somebody did, there's definitely what to rely on. And for sure, there's nothing to talk about to set up the baby monitor in the room before Shabbos, and just for the baby itself, for sure, is perfectly fine. Okay, just real quickly to read one more from the Sefer. There's a new Sefer also, Hilchas Shabbos, that was put together by Rav Lebowitz in conjunction with the Psak Halacha from Rabelski, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He brings down on page 121, also very interesting, b'shem the Aura of Shabbos, I guess the Sefer Aura of Shabbos, but it says like this. One is allowed to use a battery-operated baby monitor on Shabbos that does not have a light that goes on when one moves. One should be careful, it shouldn't have a light. The regular baby monitor just detects the noise. That's not a problem when you have the light going on and off. That could make it worse. But lemaisa, it's just a regular baby monitor that does not have a light that goes on when one moves. He says further, when going into the room, one should be careful to tiptoe and make as little noise as possible. Just the bottom line is to make as little noise as possible, like we saw in the other sefer, that also it's lemaisa, it is a psikreshet le'nichale on a dirabanan. One may not say, assuming there's no bulbs in there, whatever that lights up, usually not, it's a very small thing. One may not say something, the bottom line is also, like we said, one may not say something that they wish to be heard in another room. In other words, if the baby monitor has the intercom going into the parent's bedroom or whatever the case is, so they want to tell, one parent wants to tell the other parent, something, so I'll talk into the baby monitor, that you can do. But be it as it may, bottom line is when the dust settles, to use a baby monitor, have it set up before Shabbos, that's okay. Like we said, one should be careful, it shouldn't have lights that flicker on and off, detecting movements or whatever, but just the regular baby monitors. And when one is in the room, as much as possible, they should be careful not to talk, like we saw from Sefer Chayyolim, that if preferable, one should cover it up in case they have to say something and so on. And that's the bottom line as far as baby monitors go. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.